It is no secret that Mr. Guthrie and I often disagree on policy, and how best to improve our province, and I expect we absolutely will continue to disagree on how to handle many, if not most, of the problems our province faces. After all, I ran against him as a member of the NDP in 2019, and still would happily vote NDP in the future. That aside, however, I strongly believe that it is crucial we acknowledge when those we often face as enemies show their true character, good or bad, and today, I feel compelled to recognize Mr. Guthrie taking a stand and demanding our provincial government act in an ethical and trustworthy manner. As the Oz scandal comes further and further to light, Mr. Guthrie has at each step taken personal hits in his role as an MLA and member of his party, to advocate for his own party to be held accountable for whichever actions they may or may not have taken. By breaking ranks and being the sole UCP member to stand up and vote with the NDP to demand a public inquiry into this Oz scandal, he has demonstrated his integrity and devotion to the people of this province. We as Albertans don't just deserve an honest, trustworthy, and ethical government, we are entitled to one. Mr. Guthrie's actions have lost him a role in cabinet, have risked his future within his party, and his future electability, to demand change in how our government conducts itself, and to prove that if they did nothing wrong that that is in fact the case, to restore trust in the government from their constituents. Mr. Guthrie, I anticipate that in the future we will continue to disagree on how our province is managed. I anticipate we will disagree on what the priorities are in our government's agenda. I anticipate we will continually, in perpetuity, sit on opposite sides of the table. But today you have proven that while we disagree on the path to a better Alberta, we both agree that this province's best interests come first, and we both are seeking a truly better Alberta, and that is a noble cause. Thank you for your service to your constituents and the people of this province in your actions this week, and demonstrating that when push comes to shove, you will put Albertans before yourself. If only all those in government would comport themselves with such ethical decorum, our political landscape may be so much more civil. Steve Durrell, Strathmore, AB.